said, no wonder he's not coming to see. He said, any man would get mad or wouldn't like a thing like that. Anybody would. And that was something for my mother to say, as strict as she was on us girls. But, her and Papa both asked me to write that letter. I wouldn't have written. I just wrote a little note down there, put it in the mail, and then he sent one of his men that worked at the mill up on horse, we called Dutch, and with a note and said, I'll be up there tonight. Mm-hmm. That's how anxious he was to get back to see me. Mm-hmm. And so from then on, then we never had any more trouble. I mean, he never stopped coming to see me anymore. And we got engaged. We'd gone together, or dated, on Easter Sunday, March the 28th. And we got engaged in April the next year, and married in June the next year.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever have any different terms that you call kissing other than just kissing, some funny terms or anything?
Yeah. He went with me 13 months before he ever got to kiss me one time. I would not let him put his hands about me. I wouldn't let him even hold my hand. See, that's about. He reached mm-hmm. over and took my hand when we got inside of where he could see the lights there at home. And I wouldn't let him hold my hand or anything. When he'd go to take me out of the buggy, of course, there was just one step, and it's hard to get out by yourself, but you can do it. But he'd always reach up and take me, and he'd put his arms around me, and he'd squeeze me then, and I'd make out like it. I didn't know what he was doing. Because I had to get out of the buggy.
Well, did you have any funny terms for kissing other than just kissing?
I started to say then, we'd been to a funeral, and he'd ridden old Dutch, and I'd ridden a horse down there to the cemetery. To a funeral. It's on Saturday afternoon. I come at home, you see. And wasn't any of the other Papa or Mama any of them going. So Mama let me go anywhere like that in daytime. She let me go see sick folks or anything. Even let me go into pneumonia. It's a wonder I hadn't. But I was so healthy in those days. And I rode the horse down there, and he rode Dutch down to the funeral. And when we started back, he rode back with me all the way clear on home. Mm-hmm. And we went in the living room, what we called the living room, and was standing up in front of a mirror there, just standing there. Well, it was a dresser. As I told you, we just didn't really have a living room, just a nice bedroom, mm-hmm. fixed up better. And with the lace curtains and things that they had in those days. And
what'd you keep the clothes in?
Mama had a special place back there in one of those rooms that she put.
You didn't have closets, did you?
No, not at that time.